Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reports coming in about the absence of Isaac Rupp. Now someone is suggesting, did he get trapped inside one of the infrared saunas? You know, he's going to that wellness spot.
That's
a
good. Or did he just freeze in one of the cold plunges?
Yeah, he goes to the cold plunge and the infrared sauna.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else has brought up, the working theory right now is that Rupp has been deported.
Yeah.
He was once told that he looked Middle Eastern by an insider. So, like a radio insider. Can we also point out the Asahi brand? Seems kind of foreign to me.
Ooh.
Is it possible that he got pulled over and he and then they was like a license of registration and he pulled out Isaac Rupp and they're like, nice try, you son of a bitch. We know who you are, Asahi. And they're like, where's the documents? And he's like, what do you mean? And they're like, yeah, nice try, Asahi. It's possible now. And I think this is my working theory that Asahi has been arrested and has been deported. It's the only thing at this point that makes sense.
Yeah, I can get behind that. I mean, I think that...
Asahi sounds like someone that's getting deported right now.
It certainly does. And in today's climate, we are, you know, we're America first here. And if he's going to be making money from, you know, the Italian banks of the,
not,
the Italian coast or whatever,
here.
Not up in here.
Not up in here. Not with the National Guard rolling in.
America, right. Yeah!
Now, this comes from Sportico, and Angie Machado, who does a great job, she runs the Beaver Blitz. Now, we did reach out to Angie, and she said she's just seeing this story.
Yeah, not her story, doesn't
her
have
story.
The insights on it yet.
Yeah, so we've kind of, at some point, we've reached out to the person at Sportico that wrote this. We've reached out to Angie if she kind of gets her head around this. And by the way, everything right now is just, it's one story. And again, this is from Sportico. And so take all of this, obviously, with a grain of salt. But Sportico had, this is from Angie, by the way, this is her tweet. She said, Sportico has an interesting read for all Beaver fans in regards to Oregon State's agreement with Blueprint Sports. Now, who's Blueprint Sports? They are the company that Oregon State hired to run their name, image, and likeness and revenue sharing. So if you don't know, name, image, and likeness, we know that's been around, but revenue sharing just started this year. And this is where each Division I team can spend up to, I believe it's $20.5 million this year, and it goes up each year. And you get to decide how much of that you want to spend and how much of that you want to split up between your athletes. So they hired a company to basically, and now you can bring NIL in-house. So they hired a company to run their NIL and their revenue share. And apparently, they are paying them $284,000 a year to run that, which, by the way, seems like a lot, but I don't know what the administration fee is.
Yeah, I don't know what the going rate is. I don't know based on what you plan on spending, what makes the most sense. But yeah, that's
sure.
It's hefty.
So you're giving them $300,000 a year, but in the grand scheme of things, you know, it's millions of dollars that I guess are coming in. Seems reasonable. what's interesting, as she's pointing out, is they also get to keep 50 to 75% of the funds that are raised. Yeah, you heard that right. So this is from the article. The OSU agreement calls for an annual management fee of about $284,000 from the school to Blueprint, and a profit-sharing agreement based on a baseline fundraising target of $750,000 in year one. So you're trying to raise $750,000. You have to pay them $284,000 out of your pocket, which increases by 3% every year after. And then the company gets to keep 75%, by the way, this is Blueprint Sports, gets to keep 75% of net direct revenue between the baseline target, so $750,000, and $1.15 million. So if they raise anything above $750,000 between the $1.15 million, they get to keep 75% of that?
Yeah, right below it, it says, so, for example, if Blueprint generated $3 million of net direct revenue in a year, it would receive a total payout, including management fee and fundraising bonus of $1.5 million, slightly more than half of the pie.
And then get this. Once you go above the, you mentioned there, you alluded to it. Once you go above $1.15 million, they keep 50%.
Yeah.
And they get a contract administration fee of 1.25% of all NIL compensation.
Now, I'm not in this business admin NIL game, but this seems like a bad business deal for the OSU side.
I'm baffled. And again, this is one article. There may be more to this than meets the eye, but if this reporting is correct, and Sportico, by the way, does a really good job.
It also mentioned that it seems like Maryland may have been their first client. I don't know if they still are too, and if this affects them at all.
In what world does so regardless of how much money Oregon State raises, they get half of whatever money is raised in NIL and revenue sharing. Oregon State gets half of it? Am I wrong in thinking that this sounds like some sort of bad mortgage deal or like a bad agency deal?
Yeah, potentially.
Or, this is like Motown music back in the day, like Berry Gordy. He's like, hey, Sugar Tees, I'm going to sign you to this record deal. And don't worry, daddy's only going to take 75% of the money up front. And then I'm going to take 50% of it. Like, this seems...
Yeah, so I'm reading a quote from the CEO of Blueprint that says the business is about building as big of a revenue pie as possible. So maybe if they're selling on that and they're saying, listen, if the pie gets bigger, it doesn't matter that you're getting less of it because it's still a very big piece of a
but
very
we still
big
take
pie.
Half of
but
it?
But that still seems like a crazy percentage to be losing.
I have never in my life heard of any sort of business where the company that's in charge of administering gets half. And again, if I'm wrong about this, and this is like standard business practice for these NIL things,
you've got to be able to get a better deal elsewhere, you would think.
Boy, that seems, the best part is Angie just puts, seems excessive, what am I missing? And again,
that's
Angie,
right.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Maybe we are missing something, but boy, the hits just keep coming for Oregon State, right? 0-5, seems like a dead man walking at coach, bizarre statements that come out of that place, rumors of players already looking elsewhere to transfer. And now this? But I'll tell you what, this is not what you need right now if you're Scott Barnes in Oregon State. But I do think that someone at Oregon State, i.e. Scott Barnes, probably should address that.
I would think so.
Yikes. Not a good... Hey, maybe App State, right? Boy, you lose to App State. Don't let him back on the plane.
I mean...
Everybody. Just.
Do you have any confidence they would win any road game right now?
It's App State.
I know.
It's App
I know
State.
It is.
Yikes. Bad time. I feel for you, Beaver fan.
Yeah.
I feel for you. We come back from black and orange to black and red. We talk a little Blazers. Primetime here on The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.